Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? I'm doing all right. As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. Please tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. I tell you what, if I'm more consistent with my podcast and do it every week like I'm supposed to, could you please do me that favor and try to share it with at least one person every week? Can we do that? Or tell somebody about it. I know you can't make them listen, but go, hey, my dude Chris, he's got a podcast. It's pretty dope. Check it out. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it for you. It really means a lot for you guys to take time out of your day to listen to me. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I truly do. As usual, I'm going to start off with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a 4-year-old son. And every week I like to talk about a milestone or something cool, funny, quirky, silly that he's done over the last week. Actually, this morning on his way to daycare, he asked me, he goes, Daddy, what are you thinking about? That kind of threw me off. I'm like, what? He's 4, asking me what I'm thinking about. And I go, I'm just thinking about all the things I have to do today. And I'm like, so what are you thinking about? He goes, I'm thinking about all the stuff I have to do today. And I'm thinking, like, what does a 4-year-old really have to do today besides go and play with your friends and just hang out? I'm kind of envious. But I've had my time, I guess. And I'm pretty sure I'll look back at my life out and I'll be, I can't say jealous, but I'll look back like, when I was 35, I wish I was doing that again. That was fun. So that's the milestone. Him asking old dad. What he's thinking about at 6:45 in the morning. I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was kind of cute. So, what has been going on? Have you guys been watching Luke Cage on Netflix? That's a dope-ass show. I'm on episode 7. Don't worry. I won't have any spoilers. I'm not going to actually talk about the content of the show, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I like all the characters. It's a lot of fun. And it's really cool, man, to actually see an all-black cast. And I got to be honest, I'm not, and I've said this before in the podcast, I'm typically not a fan of shows that are specifically geared towards black people because I find like they're just so over the top and just they really don't hold my attention. The subject matter is pretty much the same stuff over and over again. But I like this show, man. I really do. And I'm watching Atlanta. I don't know if you guys have seen that Donald Glover show. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it before. I love that show. I didn't watch last night's episode yet, though. But another great show. I'm a huge fan of Donald Glover. The dude's an amazing actor, writer, rapper. And I like the stuff that he produces. And I'm really digging the Atlanta show. I actually have a show idea myself. That I'm actually working on right now. I guess I'll just put it out there just a little bit. But I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I'm working on something. I got my characters. I wrote the character descriptions. I wrote down some storyline ideas. And I have an idea for the pilot. I'm working on that. And, man, if there are any writers out there, TV writers or whatever, if you're a writer, period, a creative person, my hat goes off to you, man, because it is not easy. I'm not a script guy, but I know I'll get there. It's a slow process, but I'm enjoying it. It's a little frustrating, but I know in the long run, it'll pay off. It'll make me a better comic and a better writer. So I'm working on that right now. So if we are friends on Facebook or social media, please, every once in a while, ask me, how's the writing come along? To try to keep me honest here. It's easy to let your side projects kind of fall by the wayside because it is difficult, you know. A lot of mental roadblocks, a lot of things that can make you easily quit doing it, and I don't want to do that. This is something I really want to follow through with. I think it's a great idea. And I'm definitely gonna need some encouragement getting it done. But Luke Cage, man, it's everyone seems to love it. I'm sorry, this is loud. You got these motorcycles driving by right now. Hopefully you don't hear that. But I'm really enjoying it. Again, the all black cast. It's not over the top. It's well done. I love this show, and everyone else seems to be enjoying it. But I'm hearing some complaints from some certain folks out there that it's too black and they can't relate and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's kind of good. I'm glad that people are complaining. I'm glad that it's making some people uncomfortable, that they're voicing their opinion that it's too black for them. Because I'm willing to bet those same people that are complaining that the show is too black, they can't relate, are the same people that tell black people we need to stop seeing race, and what does it matter if there's not a black person on the show, or why do they have to shoehorn a woman or a gay or a gay person or a black person into the show? Why can't it just be an all-white cast? If it's good, it's just a good show. Now you see what it's like. Now you see what minorities have to put up with. And I can't say put up with, but what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, what, 90 to 95% of TV is mainly white. It's just what we get used to. Now, if you are one of these people, I doubt you're listening to my podcast, but at the same time, just imagine if every show or 95% of shows were cast like Luke Cage. See, the people that tell others not to see color, not to see that it's an all-male cast or something like that, are the first people to point out that no one looks like them on a show, which I find funny. They're the first ones to complain that they're not being represented in the show. Now, do they truly feel this way, or is it just, you know, playing the devil's advocate? What are they really doing? Not sure, but people are complaining. And honestly, I really think it's a good thing. Now you see what it's like for everybody else who aren't represented on a TV show. Again, just imagine if 90 to 95% of the programming that you watched looked like this show. How would you feel? Could you get used to it? After a while, would you not even think about it anymore? Look at the guy, Rob Johnson, who created BET. I think I mentioned this before in my podcast, and I'm sorry that I'm saying it again. You know, those same people that say, hey, if you don't like the programming, create your own. He goes out and he does that. And then those same people complain that the station is called Black Entertainment Television. Why can't we have white entertainment TV? If there was white entertainment TV, there would be outrage from black people. Even when we create our own thing, people complain. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But with all that being said, if it bothers you that the cast is all black, don't watch the fucking show. Don't watch it. This presidential race is, I tried to watch some of that VP debate last night, and I can't, man. It's just like watching a family that's a couple that's about to get divorced just fight at an Applebee's. It's just awful. Just bickering over the top of each other. It's just sad to watch what this race has devolved into. Both of the dudes look shady. You got Mike Pence with his fucking Michael Jackson nose and his left eyebrow that looks like a Hitler mustache. And then the other dude, Kane, with that creepy, weird, shady ass Jack Nicholson smile. That dude has definitely done some shit in his past, man, that he doesn't want anybody to know about. I mean, he just got that look in his eye. Like, he might have a couple bodies somewhere. I mean, that dude he just looks shady. Looks super shady. I don't know what's going to happen with us, man. I don't. And again, your boy Donald Trump, he never ceases to amaze me, man. Every week, it's something. He's like the fucking Dennis the Menace of presidential candidates. It's like, what is he going to get into this week? Now, this week, he basically, and I will admit this, he didn't come out and just plainly say that soldiers with PTSD are weak. He didn't use those words exactly. But what he said would suggest that people with PTSD are just weak. He said some can handle it, but most people are weak and they can't. And that's one of the most fucked up things to say. Especially after this whole tax fiasco, man. Let's address that first. Now, the first debate, this dude said that he's smart, he hasn't paid taxes for over 20 years. And you know what? If he legally does it, that's fine. But the part that bothers me about this shit is this dude is always talking about how people need to pay their fair share. They need to pay their share. He talks about all these countries that we have bases in, and they aren't really financially supporting us for the protection that we give them. How can this dude sit there and talk about other businesses taking their business out of the country, or these huge companies, or super rich people having these accounts offshore, and they're not paying any taxes on this money, and none of this money is coming back to help the infrastructure, it's not coming back to help any of the citizens of this country? How can somebody who hasn't paid taxes in 20 years fix their mouth to even say something like that? And then to call yourself brilliant? I get it, man. We all take deductions. But to pay nothing and demand that others pay something, it's crazy. And his followers, his supporters, his surrogate, they allow this shit. They allow it. I would be fine with it if he paid something and then said everybody else needs to pay. But you can't talk about how no one's paying their fair share when you have it. And I don't give a fuck how many jobs you created. I don't. And it's just funny to watch people just, oh, it's legal. You can get away with it. Don't blame him. Blame the system. So almost all I'm saying is if you know somebody who's on government assistance or welfare, whatever you want to call it, if you can find a way to legally keep doing that without cheating the system, I guess you're smart. Where are all the people who work? We're just fucking stupid for working. So I really don't want to hear people complain about people being on welfare for a long time. If you can legally stay on it for the next 30 years, then fucking do it. Why not? He avoids paying his taxes legally. You should avoid working legally. But, you know, when people without money do it, that's completely different. But here's a rich dude. He's smart for doing it. But if you don't have money, you're just mooching off the system. I know some of y'all look, man, you sound stupid right now. Fuck that. That's how petty I can be. That's how petty I can be. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. If you can stay on welfare for your whole life, do it. Just so I can hear these people bitch and I can throw that back in their face. Yeah. So he did that. And then to attack the service men and women of this country by saying that to suggest that you're weak and you can't handle being in battle. Or seeing your friends killed. Or seeing children killed. Families. You know what I mean? Just seeing that kind of devastation and death and destruction. He calls you weak, basically. And here's a dude who fucking rolled his ankle and couldn't go to Vietnam. But he's going to call the men and women who answered the call, who went and fought, and are now mentally just not right anymore. Call them weak, man. That's fucked up. Chris Kyle, and I know we can dispute his record and what he did and didn't do. Was he right? I don't care about that shit, man. Honestly, it's a tough job, and that dude had to kill people, man. It sucks. I'm not here to debate that right now. But for Donald Trump to call people like that, or people who've received medals, people who commit suicide years after being overseas and being in firefights, and they just can't take it anymore because, you know, they have nightmares and all. He's calling those people weak. A draft dodger called Senator McCain Not basically said that real heroes don't get caught. You call a POW basically a piece of shit for getting caught. Real heroes don't get caught, and people allow this type of talk about military people. That's insane to me, man. You got a coward calling out men and women who went over there, risked their lives, and come back and suffer. And they defend the shit. They want to spin it and try to say, well, he meant this, he meant that. That's to me, that's a new low. And when you have Republicans that defend that shit and spin it in a way to make it seem like he didn't mean it that way, that's how I know this dude's gonna win. And I truly hope he does. I think it's about time that America, I feel like it's time that a lot of people got what they want. I don't want the man to fail. That's not how I am. I'm not like people who, like, they saw Obama and they like, I want him to fail. I don't. I'll be the first to admit if Donald Trump makes it in, I want this dude to do well. But I honestly, in my heart of hearts, believe he can't meet any of the expectations that people are laying out for him. I believe he has no real plans. He has no real ideas. And I'm willing to suffer that just so I can watch people's faces in disappointment when he can't. And I want to hear the excuses. I want to hear them talk about how it's Obama's fault as to why he can't get the stuff done that he said he was going to get done for us. I just want to hear it. I want to sit back, sip my tea. I want to see him not build this wall. Fuck it. You know what? I guess I do want to see him fail in a way. I don't want the country to go down, but I want people to realize this dude's full of shit. That's what I want. I think he's full of shit. I want to call him on it. That's what it is. I guess I don't want him to fail. I just want to call him on his bullshit. I want to call everybody else on their bullshit. Ah, man. I got 3 minutes left, and I don't really think I have anything left to talk about. What else did I do? What else have I done? There was some stand-up stuff that I forgot to mention, but tonight I got my show at the Southern. I don't know if I'm going to have enough comics, people. Then I'm back in D.C. October 20th. I'm hosting at the D.C. Improv. I can't wait for that. That's one of the best clubs in the country. Patrice O'Neal performed there and a bunch of other dudes, but Patrice is my favorite, so it's just an honor to be on the stage that dude performed on. I can't wait. I cannot wait to do that. But, is there anything else? I don't watch two Giants games now, and they lost both games, so I might not even watch any more Giants games. Fucking Sam Bradford picked their asses apart on Monday Night Football. It was awful. Picked their asses apart. They play like shit. And damn it, I'll say this. Odell Beckham Jr. needs to calm down. He's too emotional. He's way too emotional, folks. And I think I know what it is. Deep down inside, that dude is gay, man. I know people give him shit, the videos that he post. I don't care. I think that dude needs to finally come out the closet and admit that he's gay. I think that's part of the reason why he's crying on the sideline. He gets so filled with emotion. He's got a secret. So just tell everybody, OBJ, that you like penises. Come out, you'll get that weight off your chest, and you can relax, and you can catch some balls, and we can win. That's your problem. You got all that pent up, I don't know, what is it? You got this secret you're holding, man. Let the world know. Let your blonde hair down. Let them know you're fabulous. And you get out there. And you start catching some balls. And you won't be crying. You won't get fucking slapped in the face with a kick net. Because you hit it with your goddamn helmet. Because deep down inside, you like dudes. And I'm fine with that. That's cool. Just let us know. Catch these balls. Get us in the playoffs. Win the Super Bowl. I think that's it for me, people. I'm not going to try to stress it any further than this. So there you go. There's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy. ALAN. Peace out.